Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is so amazing. God has truly been amazing. The love He showed me when He sacrificed His only Son. And what a blessing, Christ Jesus in me. I'm all I am because of what the Lord has done. It's so amazing to be loved by the Holy Spirit, Father and the Son. Yes, the Lord's amazing love, my God.
To our radio broadcast and Gumbo for the Soul Publications anthology, Call for Submissions for Women of Honor 2, the catalyst and inspiration behind this show. Men and women are invited to share their most memorable experiences to the credit and honor of the women and the roles they have played in our lives. Anthology details are available at our parent company's website, GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. The radio portion of this endeavor seeks participants to guest and discuss the phenomenal life lessons and struggles of overcomers that tie into women and our strength therein. Happy Women's History Month. It is March 1st, 2019. I am Beverly Black. This is Women of Honor. Women of Honor and Tri-Family Channel are Gumbo for the Soul International family brands created owned and operated by yours truly, all rights reserved. You can follow our studio for the archives of this broadcast and the many other shows that we have via blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be enlightened, for I am so excited to welcome today's guest on this inaugural broadcast of Women of Honor. Her name is Ms. Beulah Gordon Skinner, and she is about to enlighten us about the women in her life circle and those that have helped shape her along her journey, and some of the mantras and sayings that have kept her along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello and welcome Ms. Beulah Gordon Skinner. Hello, Beulah. How are you, Queen?
I am fine. Thank you so much for asking, and I am humbled and super grateful to be here. And I say thank you for allowing me to be a part of Women of Honor.
Well, I really want to thank you. It is my honor, and it is truly a blessing. I want to thank you for your sponsorship, becoming a core contributor of Women of Honor. And again, for those of you listening, if you are interested in this phenomenal publication, go to our website at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. We are so excited for all of the participants that are part of Women of Honor. The foreword is written by Dr. Yvonne Sion. She is the mother of the famous comedian Dave Chappelle. The publication will be edited by myself, Beverly Black, and Benita Sanapria out of Atlanta, Georgia. She has been a contributor to the Gumbo for the Soul anthology series and will be supporting our endeavor along with Beulah, myself, and others. So as this season unfolds, it is my desire to introduce each one of you to our audience. So with that being said, Beulah, give our audience a little bit of background about you, where you're from, and the upbringing there.
I am originally from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, born and raised in the South by my great aunt, Lena Button, who was born in 1896. I went to live with her at an early age, so I was basically called raised old-fashioned, as they would say. One of the things that stood out with me in growing up with her, I must have been about 3 years old when I went to live with her, and she had to have been in her 60s. And every night I would listen to her pray. And what stuck in my mind, she would say, "Thank you, Lord, for this day I've never seen before and will never see no more." And I didn't really understand that until later. That's deep, isn't it? Never understood.
That's real deep right there.
Never understood it until later on. And that has still stuck with me because we have one shot at it. And, this day, we'll never have it again. This opportunity, once it's gone, the day it's gone, we cannot relive it. So that's very interesting. Also, being raised as an only child, I had a chance to think a lot. And I had a chance to write. And I'm going to read something called Nights Past. And it kind of reminds me of growing up in the South, if you don't mind.
Please do.
We'd lie in bed and watch the flame as the kerosene lamp grew dimmer. We'd fight over who pulled too much of Grandma's worn patch quilt until Dad eased up the stairs and reminded us tomorrow's school. We knew we had to get up at 6 and walk a half mile down the old dirt road to ride the bus. We'd just lie there and talk. As that room blackened, we'd say goodnight to taking a final tug at Grandma's worn patch quilt. We'd awaken to the sun shining through that crack in the ceiling. Okay, after those, in the morning, I recall my aunt opening those blinds early. She said, you know, you have to get an early start, early start. And one of the main things I tell you.
Let me have you pause for a minute, because I want to first, before you continue, reflect on what you just read. Now, that is poignant. That is profound and simple all at the same time. When you can draw your, you are a profound writer, and that is without words. I cannot wait to read more and more of what you have in store. But I already know and can see that I am going to fall in love with your style of writing. It's nostalgic. It paints the picture clearly of the ambiance in the environment, the crack in the ceiling, the flickering of the flame, the room growing darker, waking up to the brightened sun, tugging at the, you know, worn quilt, of course, made with her hands. And that is just, that was a very short piece, but with such details and evoking so much nostalgic history all in it of itself. So go on, you were continuing to say?
She was, my aunt, Lena White Mullen, was very transparent. She was honest. She loved to work with her hands, and she had me pay attention to every detail, having me stand on a stool to wash dishes early. She taught me a sense of responsibility. And she would say,
and you were saying that she was saying it was when she opened the blinds about being up early, start getting an early
up
start.
Getting an early start, because you can't. You're missing part of the day. She said, you'll miss part of your day. And the day is end soon, and it's over. You can't get it back, so you have to start early. You're going to miss part of your day. And that stuck with me.
That's real.
And
that is real.
And along with that, I had chores every day. I had chores.
Responsibility.
Yes, she taught me responsibility. She taught me consequences. There are consequences for actions, and there are consequences for inactions. Yeah, and she.
Well, tell us about some of the growing up. You know, living in the country. I'm in the city, but, you know, I'm raised by parents from Texas and Louisiana. My mother is from Lake Charles, Louisiana, rest in peace. And my father is from Amarillo, Texas, rest in peace. And so they met in San Francisco. I was born in San Francisco, and so I'm a city girl with some country. I got the Rue in me. I got that Lou in me, that Louisiana boot in me, okay? And so I want to know about some of the chores and some of the, you know, outdoor activities. When you say being raised in the country, it's a different ball game, because the accessibility to everything is made available right there at home oft times, or at a relative's home. And so I want to know more about that style of growing up.
Okay, we had you could say our stores came to us. Milk was delivered outside the door, which you can't do now, of course, because of the times have changed. We had a man come by with a grocery, with a vegetable cart. He had every sort of vegetable, collard greens, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and he would have collard greens, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, okra, come out and get them, and everybody would go out to the truck and purchase their vegetables for the week. Our chores include, we had to collect wood for the wood stove. We had wood-burning stoves. And my chore was kindling wood, which is the name of my forthcoming poetry collection, Kindling Wood. And I had to help with the laundry. folding clothes. And I also, because most of our neighbors at that time were elderly and they lived alone, I was sent from house to house to make sure that everybody, you know, was okay, you know, were at least able to answer the door and to find out if they needed something from the store. So that was very interesting. And during the summer,
Well, let me just comment about that. You know, you think about the times when life was simple and yet living was frugal. So if someone is making a store run, they're stopping to see if, you know, someone else needs something because, you know, you have to make it count and make it count as much as possible. And kindling wood. So I can see you as a little girl having a little chore, standing on the stool washing the dishes. I remember my sister playing a trick on me. I was about 2 years old, and she wanted me to get up on the stool and feel around in the sink to see if there were any more silverware in the sink. Well, of course there wasn't, but what there was a blackened skinny banana peel. Well, of course, that to me looks like a snake, a worm, or something. So once I scoop that up out of the water, I'm losing my mind, going nuts. And, you know, of course, the siblings, they're cracking up. You know, there's nothing funny about it. But, you know, I was on that stool, and I could remember being short enough to walk underneath the kitchen table. two years old, you know, the adults are all around the kitchen table. So in order for me to get to the other side, I'm just going to walk under it and go about my business to play with the pots and the pans. So your story and your reflections are very nostalgic. What were some of the mantras that your great aunt passed along? Of course, early to rise, you know, and getting the day started while you still have are afforded the light. If you are burning a kerosene lamp, when the lamp comes on, the chores are done. You're not trying to bumble around in the dark in with kerosene lamps and kerosene, you know, moving about. That is as stationary as possible, I would imagine. And, you know, it's lights out. It's time to relax. The day is done. So when you talk about rising early and the mantra that she said about in her prayer, basically a prayer, not a mantra, but her prayer, what were some of the mantras that went that carried you throughout the day that you would hear her say?
She would always remind me, well, she read the Bible daily. And her her version of her, I guess I shouldn't say version, but she would say, you will see this again somewhere down the road, meaning that you will reap what you sow. And she reminded me of that a lot, you know, be careful how
her interpretation.
Exactly.
Her interpretation.
Well, she read the Bible. She knew that the Bible, you know, said, you know, reads it, you'll reap what you sow. But she would say, you'll see this down the road. Born in 1896, she would say, little things that I didn't really fully understand until I was almost an adult. She would say things like, people will lie on you and talk about you, just don't let it be true.
Wow. Go ahead.
One of the
go ahead, continue.
About consequences, I'll never forget this one. I failed to do my chores. I must have been about 14 or 15 years old. So this went on from the time I was three. I didn't do my chores, and I didn't know she had purchased tickets for the Delphonics. And needless to say, I didn't attend that show because I didn't complete my chores. And that taught me, I tell you, because everyone attended that show. Everyone was there but me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was consequences of inaction. Yeah.
Wow. So the Delphonics was playing. Now, how old were you when you're now a teenager, I would imagine?
Yeah, I must have been about 14 or 15. I think the Delphonics, all of their hits were out. Didn't I Blow Your Mind and all these songs were out, out. And they were at the university for homecoming, and everyone was there but me because of my inaction, failing to do my chores. She taught me patience. We live now in an instant generation. Everything is instant. We have microwaves. There were no microwaves, of course, when I was growing up. Food was grown in the yard. My aunt had a vegetable garden. She had fruit trees. We had a pear tree, apple trees, and cherry tree and a fig tree in the back.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
Now, we did have kerosene lamps, we did have electricity. That was her way of conserving. We had electricity in the house. But that we did use kerosene
awesome.
Lamps. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that goes along with the frugalness. You know, we're not going to waste electricity. You're going to get this last little light as you doze off.
Exactly.
and good night. This day is done. You're going to be up early, so you better go to sleep. Wow. Just fascinating.
But I said all of that to say that it made me the woman that I am now because it taught me life lessons. It prepared me for adulthood. It prepared me for adulthood, and it taught.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, as growing up as an only child, I had other
mm-hmm.
siblings, and my vacations were 2 weeks with them during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up as an only child, you're not taught to share, and that's something that I learned later on in life. I learned how to share.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I grew up with my siblings, but I would go to my grandmother's during the summer and just about as often on the weekend as I possibly could, well into my adulthood. And I'm very, very fond of our silver seniors, the women that raised us and the legacies that they've shared and that has unfolded for our journey. It's almost like they, unrolled their robe for us to walk through the journey through their footsteps. So now we talked about, you being taught early to rise and early to bed and responsibility and later in life, you would be more of a sharer because that wasn't something that if you were raised by yourself, you didn't have who was there to share with. So, of course, you wouldn't get that because everything you got was for you. So that's understandable. And I'm sure you're not the only one to experience that. But your loving kindness shows through through your personality. And I want to just definitely say kudos to a great job done by your family and your great aunt in bringing you up. Let me ask you, you said she was born when?
She was born June 7th, 1896.
Okay, so let me look up something. June 7th, 1896?
Yes. And she died in November of 1980 at 84. So she would be like 123.
Well, let me see. I'm going to look. June 7th, 1896.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if there are any black facts that happened on that day. And
they're not chronicled that far back, but God bless her lovely soul. I'm a June baby as well. And let's see, what are some of the things that she shared with you about her childhood? Born in 1896. So
in... Her grandmother was a slave. Her grandmother helped build some of the streets that are in our hometown that are still around to this day in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. They built those brick streets that still exist. You almost break your neck, of course, now if you walk in heels, if they're wet. But she, her grandmother was a slave.
Wow.
And I have to tell you this. Are you familiar with the term passing? She was, her complexion, a lot of people didn't think that she was African American. And I was teased a lot about living with this white woman.
Am I familiar? Let me ask you, am I familiar with what term did you say?
Passing. She was passing. They called it passing if you were black, but people thought you were white. In the South, they called it, the term was passing.
Is that with a T-A-S-I-N-G? Passing?
Passing. T-A-S-S-I-N-G.
Or T-A-C? Oh, passing. Okay.
Passing.
R-I-T-A-S-S-I-N-G. T-A-S-S-I-N-G. Wow, I've never heard that term before.
Yeah,
okay, so passing. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Passing meant that although you look like you were Caucasian, you were actually African American. So go into a store and be treated differently from someone with a darker complexion.
Mm. Wow. That is interesting because you're caught between being black and taking advantage of not being as dark, so that you're like Lena Horne, someone that would be, you know, fair and open doors and break down barriers. Well, your great aunt shares the same birthday with some greats, and one of them is the author Gwendolyn Brooks. The other is Prince, Nikki Giovanni, and Medgar Evers.
Okay.
And Medgar Evers, yes. And so I just wanted to share that with you, some historic facts, and your great aunt, all on June 7th. All right, so...
Oh, can I add one other thing about that?
Sure.
I grew up in an era where, you know, there were white-only bathrooms and water fountains, and we had to stand around to eat, and, you know, we couldn't attend the park, it was really difficult. And because my aunt could go into the bathrooms, I couldn't, so she wouldn't use them either. So it was very interesting. But all of this led to my writings and to me being, you know, I like to donate to various charities and different causes. Each year I participate in a coat giveaway to the children in Camden, New Jersey. And I have the HAD Project, Homeless Artists Developing, where I supply art supplies to the homeless. The EU Project, Encouraging Written Expressions for Battered Women. And most recently, my little free library for children who are living in shelters.
Wow.
She taught me the importance of being generous. And you know, like I said, I didn't have to share as a child, but I do share now. And it's important to give back. You taught me to give back.
That is so beautiful, because it's the polarity to your philanthropy. You know, it's the other side, it's the balance, it's the counterbalance. So you're giving back that which you were able to hold on to coming up.
Exactly.
You're giving back now. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And so let me ask you about your book, Kindling Wood. When will it be coming out? And do you want to share another piece for our audience?
Yes, I can share another piece. Kindling Wood is a work in progress. It will have about 24 poems. And it starts out, I think I did explain earlier on about kindling wood. It starts a fire. Down south, it was used to start a fire. We all had wood burning stoves. So I'm beginning Kindling Wood with about Eve. I am Eve, mother of all living. Though naked, I was not ashamed until the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. That's the beginning of Kindling Wood. That's the first piece.
Wow, yes. Well, that is very deep. That is very deep. Now, it's amazing that you would go to the beginning of time or the beginning of the Garden of Eden with Eve, rather, not the beginning of time, but the beginning of the garden. And it reflects back to the song that we just heard about our Lord being so amazing. And I want to let our listeners know that they may also hear that song as the opening for our show, which will be season 7 of The Woman at the Well, starting this Monday, March 3rd. But I wanted to play the song today to acknowledge the woman of honor singing the song, and that would be the late Sheila Ray Charles, daughter of the late great Ray Charles and a dear friend. She has gone on to be with the Lord, and so I want to acknowledge her memory and her legacy, and she will be featured in the book Women of Honor. So for ladies and gentlemen that are just tuning in, you are live on Tribe Family Channel's inaugural show, Women of Honor, hosted by myself, Beverly Black, and my amazing guest, Beulah Gordon Skinner, author, woman extraordinaire, telling us about her life growing up and her book, Kindling Wood. As she told us earlier, that was one of her chores, to gather the kindling wood. So now we're going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's me, Michelle Berard, host of Somewhere in the Middle and founder and CEO of Urban Book Editor, LLC. Are you feeling like you're stuck and can't move forward? Have you been struggling to birth a big goal like a book or a business? Are you feeling overwhelmed and looking to make changes in your career? If you're at all like me, when that deer in headlights feeling hits you, you just don't know where to begin. Yeah, you can talk with friends or family, but when you're in need of an objective opinion, it helps to speak with someone who's prepared to listen and to provide practical guidance to help you move forward. That's where a coach comes in. That's why I'm so excited to share with you that energy worker and coach Julia Black and I have teamed up to help you get unstuck and start moving towards your goals again. And to make it easy for you, we're offering a complimentary call with one of us to help you start moving forward. All you have to do is go to WeRiseMovement.com to schedule your free insight and inspiration call with either Julia or me. The insight and inspiration call can help you get clear about your goals, uncover hidden challenges that may be hindering your progress, discover steps you can take today to move toward accomplishing your goals, and you'll leave the session feeling renewed, re-energized, and inspired to take action. Visit WeRiseMovement.com and schedule your free insight and inspiration call today. That's WeRiseMovement.com.
All right, you are back live on Woman of Honor via Tribe Family Channel. I am the host, creator, and the soul operator, Beverly Black. Please visit our website at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com for more information about the second installment of our series anthology, Women of Honor, the catalyst and inspiration behind this show. Now, our guest, Beulah Gordon Skinner, has been telling us about her life growing up, being raised by a phenomenal woman, and this is Women's History Month. So we honor the women that have brought us up and set us on the path of the journey in which we now live our lives. I want to thank you, Beulah, for coming on Women of Honor. Now, what are some of the mantras that you yourself have extrapolated out of your journey that you have passed on, that you have been able to pin and pass along?
Now, if my daughters are listening, I'm certain they would tell you. I always tell them, if you take the devil, that's a D-E-V-I-L, if you take it with you, you're destined to catch hell everywhere you go. So you really have to be careful. And it's true. If you're taking it with you, if everywhere you go there's a problem, it's time to self-examine. Let's see what's going on here. So if you're taking it with you, you same result. It's the same result. That's one of my favorite mantras. That's something I tell them. And I also encourage them to pray. I keep in mind, I have to go back. I know it's not a mantra, but when she, and the prayer that my aunt said, you know, when she said, thank you for this day I've never seen before and will never see no more. I encourage them to make good use of their time, not to waste time, and not to allow anyone to waste their time because you cannot get it back. And you don't know, we don't know how much time we actually have. So it's important.
It is so very important. And what I like about it is that it really makes you realize that you are to live this moment, be very, very engaged in right now, right now. And when
because
you said, you know, that's all you have. And so early to rise, because you're not going to get that time if you're laying in the bed and the sun has come up and now it's crossing over the horizon and you're still in the bed and it's come high noon and about to be evening. You're, all of that going by, time that you can't get, you can't arise and hit rewind. That time is gone.
That's right.
And so you know, you really, really have to live in the now. You can project the future. You can even make God laugh and put all your plans in place. He'll show you who's in charge. But you can certainly project your future and will into existence the path and
That's
the
right.
journey that you want your life on. So you can help steer the trajectory of your life journey by willing into existence what you want. This is what I want. This is what I'm going after. I'm a fisher mm-hmm. of men. I'm going after it. And you get up and you go after it. And you honor God by being in that moment, knowing that this is the moment He blessed you with. This is the
That's
moment
right.
right now. You don't have yesterday. You don't even know about tomorrow. You can't
That's
see
right.
it. But this moment right here in the now, this is where the magic is. This is where the beauty of life lies, right here, right now. And few people, I'm telling you, few people can really, really embrace the right now without worrying about the tomorrow and the bills down the month later and the,
that's right,
you know, everything else. And so it's a really, really beautiful place to exist and to be in. And I encourage everyone, just like the commercial, we rise. We have to rise above anything that is a hindrance to the path and the journey that we're carving out. We have to rise above obstacles. We have to rise and go around the mountain, through the mountain, over the mountain, but we cannot allow the mountain to be the blockage for our destiny.
That's right.
So I truly, truly believe in, you know, what you've said and what has been passed on to you. Now, do you have any other works that our listeners can find online that you've already published?
Oh, yeah. Yes. On Autumn, I wrote, all of these are designed for kindling wood. On Autumn, the leaves are naked, branches devoid of faded rows of leaves and branches, leaves drawn onto fields of with faded grasses.
Wow. All right.
All right. You know what? I tell you, impromptu, a sister's prayer will be included in the, I don't want to give out too many of the poems from Kindling Wood.
Right. I understand.
But I would like to read the poem that's going to be, that you will be including in the Women of Honor too, impromptu, a sister's prayer. Since my
well, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, since that my aunt's prayer left such an impression on me, I think a sister's prayer, I really believe, grew out of hearing her pray, because she said that every single night. So without further ado, a sister's prayer. Deliver us from all political oppression, lustful obsessions, mental depression. Touch our hearts, open our minds, give us strength and courage to look to you, from whom all blessings of assurance flow. You know the causes and the effects of our selective circumstances. You are the Alpha and the Omega, creator of all. Enable us to stand and not fall for deceptions, character assassinations, whispered bitter nothings. Elevate our self-esteem. Raise our level of consciousness to know that you pave the road to socioeconomic sufficiency. Your truth set us free. We give our utmost for your highest. Lead us out of toxic relationships, chemical dependencies, social inadequacies, and our wishful ways of thinking. Let our focus be on you, not on our trust in man, for he is deceitful. Help us to maintain both our inner and outer beauty, to raise and train our children the way they should go. Save them from this corrupt and abusive generation. Deliver us from all 12 steps to victory in obedience to your 10. May your spirit enable us to reach our full potentials intellectually, creatively, physically, collectively, solely. We ask for your guidance, protection, and care, for you alone can take us there. A sister's prayer.
Wow. That is so beautiful. Now, I am so honored that that is included in our second installment of Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor 2. Again, for those that are just tuning in, yes, that is very beautiful. For those of us that are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Women of Honor, the inaugural show that is the catalyst and inspiration for our anthology series, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor. Now, I am going to read a poem that I wrote regarding, honoring my mother in the first book, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, Special Pink Edition. This book is compiled by myself, Beverly Black Johnson, and the foreword is written by Cynthia St. James, world-renowned fine artist who is also the artist of the Gumbo for the Soul anthology series, books 1 through 5. Now, this is entitled Quiet Soldiers. Again, this is a special pink edition honoring breast cancer. Quiet soldiers, stop the silence. The lack of communication is creating division, leaving us without fighting for answers and keeping us from spreading the message when we need to unite, fight, and use our sisterhood to create bonds and safe havens in the hood. For if and when the enemy strikes again, we're prepared to help another sister friend. Women of Honor, Quiet Soldiers, Special Pink Edition. And that is available via GumboForTheSoul.com, Amazon, and wherever books are sold. So We want to especially welcome women and writers that are speaking to our health and wellness in general. Illnesses that affect women, especially Black women, especially women of color. There are new reports out that women are dying at a disproportional rate in childbirth now. Black women have a high rate of dying in childbirth, and I've never heard of that. We have the highest heart disease rate, suicide rates are climbing.
Yes.
So we really, really, really need to take care of ourselves and be there for another sister friend. Now, I want to remind everybody that I am Beverly Black, and I'm the creator of Gumbo for the Soul, the anthology series, and it focuses on philanthropy. I just bought a half acre of land in Northern California facing Mount Shasta. That land will have 5 homes built on it, and it is called The Well. It is called The Well because it will be a place to rejoice, replenish, and revive ourselves. It will have a home for women that have been abused, women that are going through any type of illnesses where their reproductive system is concerned, because we're going to have wombologists and specialists that focus on reproductive health for women. So we're going to raise and counter the numbers that are affecting us in our health, in our way of living. It will have an herbal garden. I am taking a master herbalist class as we speak. So I am walking my talk, and I am looking for people that want to take part in developing The Well. It is, again, in Northern California. It faces Mount Shasta. And I am very excited to see the fruition of what God is bringing about and what will ultimately unfold on this land. So, again, you can follow me on social media. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory. The story about the land is on my social media page, facebook.com/tribe family channel. Again, I am Beverly Black, and I want to thank everyone who has thus far donated, wanted to donate, and didn't have it. But we are looking to develop this land, and we have a GoFundMe out there. And definitely think about becoming a participant in the development of the land. There will be placards on the land denoting and honoring by name each donor and every participant from the ground floor up, and we will be contacting different organizations looking for grants. So anyone out there that is listening, we are in full force of developing the well, and it is to, again, help and assist with health and wellness and reviving and rejuvenating and rejoicing. There will be a home for disabled veterans to, vacation, but to rehabilitate. But the land also is part of a association that has a private lake, a recreational lake, an 18-hole golf course, and there is fishing, hiking, and just the ability to sit back and relax at the well. So once again, I am Beverly Black, and this is Women of Honor. I'm so honored to have Beulah Gordon Skinner kick off this first show, the catalyst for our second installment of Women of Honor via Gumbo for the Soul Publications. Again, our website for following the studio and listening to the archive show is blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. GumboForTheSoulInternational.com for more information about me and the books. Beulah, it has been an hour already. We have enough time to let our listeners know where they can catch up with you, if they want to get in touch with you, where they can purchase. Do you have any books that have already dropped that are on Amazon, or are we expecting your first baby?
You are in the works, in the oven.
Ooh, she's pregnant. She is pregnant. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So this is so exciting to know that you are in the gestational period. Giving birth to Kindling Wood, and I'm definitely going to be on the lookout and being supportive of your first baby, Kindling Wood. Beulah Gordon Skinner, it has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure.
Thank
now, before
so
we
much.
Go back out of here, it is my pleasure. Thank you. But you have some more time to share with our listeners. If you were to summarize all of the lessons that you have learned into one particular conversation, if you will, that you would pass on to the next generation, what would that conversation sound like? What would you tell them?
Continue to put God first, and foremost, have a plan and work that plan. You cannot waste time because you don't know how much time you actually have. And what you don't remember, you're destined to repeat. So strive for the best and don't look back. It's gone. Yeah.
Amen. 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 You heard it loud and clear.
Have patience.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'm done.
No, you were going to say
patient.
You
have be patient. Be patient.
Be patient.
God is not finished with us yet. God is not finished with us yet.
We have to remember that too. Thank you for that reminder, because you know, sometimes we walk in our frailty, but we have to understand we're still a rose blossoming. We're still
That's
unfolding.
Right.
We're still on our journey. So I want to thank you for that reminder. Thank you for being on our show. Thank you for being a woman of honor and for being
thank
a guest
you.
On Women of Honor and a sponsor of Women of Honor 2, the catalyst and inspiration behind this show. If I were to tell anyone anything, it would be, and this is a quote that I wrote way back before I even started Gumbo for the Soul in 2003. But this was way, maybe a couple of years or around that time period. I was an at-home mom, a wife, and one of the things that I had to remind myself is you can't do everything in one day, but mm-hmm. you can do something every day. You can't do
Amen.
Everything in one day, but you can do something every day. So there is no
That's
excuse.
Right.
We are not super women. We weren't made to carry the world on our shoulders, but sometimes
That's
we
right.
feel as though we are. So we have to remind ourselves that there is only so much that we are going to accomplish in this day. And like you and your great aunt, were living by the words of getting up early and thanking, being thankful for this day that we will see no more.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
will never see the time period that we have right now again. So although
Amen.
You cannot conquer everything that you may want to conquer today, you have to do something towards it. And I'm really speaking to procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
People that put off and put off and put off because
mm-hmm.
sometimes that mountain just looks too big to climb. So, no, you
oh,
can't
yeah.
climb the whole mountain in one day. But you can take that mountain down hill by hill. So you can't do everything in one day, but you can do something every day. And if that mountain
That's
were
right.
made out of rocks, you move one rock a day and that mountain going to make headway.
Right. That's
Amen?
Right. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well,
thank you once again.
It's my honor, privilege, and pleasure. Thank you, and you have a blessed rest of your evening. We will be on the lookout for Kindling Wood and definitely be on the lookout for the inclusion of Beulah Gordon Skinner in Women of Honor 2 via Gumbo for the Soul Publications. I am Beverly Black. We are signing off from Women of Honor, and we want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in. Be sure, you're welcome. Be sure to follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. We're on the air most days. We will be on the air tomorrow, Sunday, and possibly Monday, next Wednesday, and of course next Thursday for a regular programming. This month on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, on March the 6th, we will have from the group Entume, Queen Tawatha. Remember the song Juicy?
Yes.
It has been sampled by everyone all over the planet in the music industry, and Tawatha will be here on March 6th via Soul School Music. And then also on March 20th, Denise Niecy Williams, who sang Free. I Just Got to Be Free. Yes, Niecy.
Butterfly.
Yes. She will be here with us on March 20th. So be sure to follow our studio. And again, have a blessed rest of your evening, Beulah. I'm looking forward.
All right, same here. And thank you again. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Women of Honor.
It's my honor. God bless you now, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome.
So amazing, God has truly been amazing. The love he showed me when he sacrificed his only son. And what a blessing, Christ Jesus in me. I'm all I am because of what the Lord has done. It's so amazing to be loved by the Holy Spirit, Father and the Son. It's the Lord's amazing love, my God.
Tri-Family Channel, Tri-Family Channel.